Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series Real Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Faith is the foundation, or you could say confidence. Confidence is what you stand on. You can't have faith without foundation. You can't have faith without a base. You see why I say faith, baseless faith, or faith without a foundation. When we're talking about faith, we're not just talking about faith in ourselves. We're not just talking about faith in faith, or faith in faith principles, or faith in principles. We're talking about faith in a person.
Right. Yes.
And you can't have faith in the person unless you talk to the person once in a while.
Yes.
And commune with the person.
Yes.
At least once in a while. And you got to hear from the person.
Yes.
Oh, somebody say, hear from the person. You got to hear from the person. But some folks have heard just enough scriptures on faith, and they thought, well, I'm going to use that. All things are possible to him that believes. All things are possible to him that believes. That sounds great. All things. All things are possible to him that believes. I believe, so all things are possible to me. So I'm going to believe that Brother Keith comes and cuts my grass. Are you now? Don't hold your breath. What do you say? If I really believe it, you'll have to. No, I won't. Because that's not faith. Let's say that I came in here today and this is all for an example. I'm not saying this. But if I pulled out a big roll of $100 bills and I said, praise the Lord, I'm blessed. And I just feel like I'm supposed to give 50 people in this place $100 bill each. I said, I'm going to give 50 people in this place a $100 bill each. If I said that, could you have faith to receive one of those $100 bills?
No.
Let's say you needed a $100 bill.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm going to give a $100 bill. Can you have faith to receive one of them?
Yeah.
Can you?
Because yeah.
You're a believer. And all things are possible to him that believes. Can you? Can you? Let's say you said, yeah, I can. I need one. And I'm just going to say, yeah, by faith I claim I'm one of those people. I'm one of those people. I believe I receive it. And you came up to me after the service and I said, who told you I was going to give you a $100 bill? What would you say?
I did not.
I did not. I said 50 people in this room. You could not have faith to receive one of these bills. Impossible. Faith in me doing something for you can only be based on what you heard me tell you. Why am I talking about this? Why am I talking about this? Because so many people have said, I'm going to believe for this. I'm believing for this. I claim this. I say this. And it sounded like faith to people around them. It looked like faith to people around them. But it was baseless faith. It was based on nothing. Now what if I came in and I said, man, I'm really blessed today, and I had two big rolls, $100 bills, and I just believe that I'm supposed to, and I'm going to give whosoever will in here a $100 bill. Could you have faith to get a $100 bill?
Yes
you could, because you're one of the ones in here.
Right.
Why am I talking about this? The enemy knows if he can't get you to just stay away from faith, he'll try to confuse you about it, get you to do dumb stuff, and then it doesn't work, and it brings reproach, and then you just give up on the whole thing and say, well, that doesn't work. Oh, it works wonderful when it's real faith. Somebody say real faith. But the only way you can believe is how? How will they call on him in whom they hadn't believed? You can't. Somebody say you can't. How will you believe on what you haven't heard? How can you believe what you haven't heard? You cannot. You cannot. You can say you're believing. You can try things, but it's not faith. It's not faith. I know Brother Hagin mentioned something that I thought was interesting. Brother Kenneth Hagin Sr., who's in heaven now, my father in the faith, he said the very first time he ever used his faith to his knowledge was when he was a 16-year-old boy, bedfast, given up to die, and the doctors had told his grandparents that he was living with that he wanted Brother Hagin to eat a certain diet, certain foods he wanted him to eat. And he said these foods made him sick, made him nauseous, just to smell them cooking in the house. But he knew that the doctor said he needed them, and he was learning some things about faith. So he prayed, asked the Lord to help him to be able to eat these foods without being sick, and he believed he received changes. And over the course of just days, he got to where they didn't bother him anymore. And like he would say, you know, those decades later now, that's some of his favorite foods. He enjoyed them. But he said not too long after that he ate breakfast one morning and got sick, acute indigestion. And he thought, what is that? So he left off this and left off that. As a final thing to leave off, he left off the coffee. He had been drinking coffee since he was a little kid. So he thought, well, maybe I'd drink it on an empty stomach. So I'll eat breakfast first, then drink my coffee. Got sick again. And I'll drink it a little bit all the way through. Got sick again. I'll drink it weaker. Got sick again. And so he said, but I knew, is everybody listening?
Yes, sir.
I knew I couldn't use my faith on that coffee like I used it on that food, because there was no food value in it. And it's not something I needed. And I didn't have a witness. Are y'all with me, friends? How does faith come?
By hearing.
See, he heard something through the Word and by the Spirit about that diet. He got a quickening and a confidence, I can believe for this. But when it came to that coffee, he couldn't get it. He said, I knew it'd be folly for me to try to use my faith on that. Well, I said, yeah, but all things are possible. All things are possible. That's reasoning, not revelation. It is true that all things are possible to him that believes. It is not true that you can believe all things. I can't take credit for that. The Lord gave me that last night. It is true. All things are possible to him or her that believes. It is not true that you can believe all things. You can only believe. How can they believe? Everybody awake?
Yeah.
How can you believe without hearing? How can you hear unless there's some anointed preaching and teaching? And faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word anointed. There's got to be a quickening to you. Come on, can you see this? You can't just pull anything off the top of your head and say, I'm going to believe this, because all things are possible to him that believes. No, there's other scriptures too. They have to go together. Look in John 15, please. John 15, verse 4. I believe we're making progress. What do you think? What do we want to get rid of? Fake, phony, imitation faith, presumptuous faith, baseless faith. We want to get rid of all of that junk and have real faith. What if some did some things that they called faith and it didn't work? Does that change the faith of God?
No.
God forbid. It just means somebody got off track. We've all gotten off track. And the reason being is the devil is scared of your faith. He's scared of it. He and his cohorts, he's scared of it. So when he sees you focusing in on faith and feeding your faith and endeavoring to exercise your faith, man, he pulls out the stops to mislead you, to confuse you, to get you off somehow so that you do something that's not faith, you get discouraged, but the main thing is that you leave faith alone. But we're not ignorant of his devices. And even though we've stumbled and made some mistakes and even done some dumb stuff. Come on, I know you just like me.
Yes.
You hadn't gone far in the Lord trying to walk by faith without doing some dumb stuff.
Yes.
And calling it faith. But let's don't blame God and let's don't say faith didn't work. Let's just come back and fess up and say, I did something dumb. But I'm not quitting. I'm learning. I'm growing. And I'm going to focus my faith. And I'm going to get rid of the junk and have real faith. And God's will is going to be done in my life. And he's going to be glorified. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus said, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. Can you produce apart from a vital connection with him? You can't.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Real Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 4th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.